Blog Talk Radio. y'all. I'm ready. Oh, yeah. Here we go. There it is. Here we go. Come on, y'all. Come on. Live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening live via my show page online at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Now, before I get into the show, we have beautiful weather here in the ATL today, and it's just absolutely beautiful. It's wonderful. It is nice out. Nothing can get in the way of today. Y'all with me? Nothing can get in the way of today. It's just extremely nice outside. If you have any outdoor activities planned or anything like that, I'm very sure that the weather is going to be cooperative with you, okay? I'm very sure of that. So do your thing, hang out today or whatever. If you're at work, it's going to be good when you get off. Think about that, right? The weather's going to be great when you get off. All right, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and come in on today's topic, and we're going to get into that in just a minute. Today's word of the day is shares. Shares, that's S-A-R-E-S. And a share is... And what I'm talking about is like stocks, you know, share, you own shares in a company or something like that. So today's word is shares. And a share is one of the equal parts company's capital is divided, entitling the holder to a proportion of the profit. Okay? Holding it to a proportion of the profits. So if you own some shares in a company, then when the company makes profit, then you get a portion of that profit. It's called shares, okay? And that's something that I'm getting ready to get into. I'm studying stocks and mutual funds and electronic transfer funds, ETFs, so to speak. I'm studying that stuff right now, and I'm trying to get in there and make me some money through some investments. Not anything gigantic or anything like that, because I don't have a whole lot of money, but I do have a little bit to play with. I mean, if you lose it, that's part of investing, right? And if you gain, that's part of investing too, right? So hopefully I'll do my homework, which I'm doing right now, and I'll make things happen. All right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I see a lot of people are just now joining the show, and welcome guys to the show. Today's episode. And I know that people that got the show notes already are dialing in, wanting to hear what I'm going to say on today's episode. Today's episode is entitled, 6, Why Do You Think God Made the Act Feel So Good to Us? All right? And you know my oldest daughter said, Daddy, where did you come up with this topic from? And it just, you know, I come up with my topics from different people, and sometimes I come up with them myself. But, you know, thinking about this topic, you think that, man, you know, God did tremendous things, okay? When he was creating the heavens and the earth and all this stuff, you know, he did tremendous things. So when he created man and woman, Adam and Eve, so to speak, then there was a part of them that was created in order to reproduce another, okay, to reproduce either a female or a male, right? And that's what he created it for. So, you know, when you think about it, if you kids, okay, now you had to have sex in order to create that kid, right? You had to have sex in order to create that kid. Now, if the act of having sex with someone of the opposite sex, now, I'm not getting into this stuff with, you know, with man on man and woman on woman. I'm not getting into that, okay? We're talking about X's and O's. We're talking about men and women. We're not talking about men on men and women on women. That's out. Forget about that. We're talking about women and men, all right? And so when you think about the act of having sex, you know, a lot of people say, you're not really supposed to have sex until you get married and all this stuff. But I think that stuff's been out the window for a very, very long time. Okay? And nowadays, I mean, these kids are having sex in high school, in middle school. And, you know, when you think about it, they don't know, you know, when you, the first time they have sex, they don't know what the feeling's going to be. Okay? They may have an idea from watching some TV or watching something on the internet, online or something. You know, they may have an idea. But they don't know what the feeling really is until they get that feeling. Right? So why do you think God made the act feel so good to us? Because, you know, it's a great feeling for the man and for the woman. Right? It's a tremendous feeling for the man and for the woman. So when that feeling happens, okay, then what made God make that feeling within us? Okay? Because when it happens, we get that great feeling, right? But because we get that great feeling, then we do the act. All right? Some people do it more than others. Some people do it less. Some people don't do it at all, right? But God put that feeling in us so that we can reproduce, so that we can have kids, keep the population going, keep things going, right? So he gave us that feeling, and he wanted it to be one of the best feelings that we could have, right? And there's nothing else can match that feeling, right? Nothing else that can match that feeling. So when you, so when we think about it, getting that feeling makes you want to get it again. So it makes that thing happen all the time, and now you start to reproduce. And you have a kid from that feeling. Isn't that wild? Y'all with me? 818-301-5834 if you want to call in and comment on this. So because it's such a great feeling, we want to get that feeling again. And when you get that feeling again and you don't protect yourself, then you have a possibility of getting that female pregnant, right? And then she'll reproduce and kid, have another human being. And that's what keeps the population going. So that's that. So I believe, it's just my opinion, I believe that that was God's thinking, okay, when he gave us this feeling, okay, is that that was his thinking, okay? I need these humans to reproduce. You need us to reproduce. It's the same in animals. And I don't know how a lot of insects and stuff like that reproduce. I hadn't studied into that stuff, but I know animals, a lot of animals, dogs and cats and you think about what? Monkeys and just all kind of animals and things that have sex sort of the way that we have sex, they get that feeling as well. And then they reproduce. They make puppies. They make kittens. They make baby monkeys. You know, I don't know what you call them. I just call them baby monkeys. Okay? They make baby monkeys. They make, it's just all kinds of stuff that helps, and that's what the reproductive system is for, right? So that feeling that we get is what, if it feels so good that you want to get that feeling again. So you got a partner that you're with, and you get that feeling with them, you want to get that feeling with them again. So you're like, hey, girl, we need to get together again tonight, right? So as you get that feeling, things happen, and the next thing you know, voila, she's pregnant and she's reproducing, right? That was God's thinking, guys. It's amazing. It's amazing. But he created us. He gave us that feeling to reproduce. Okay? To reproduce. Because every second of the day, someone dying. Think about it, someone just died. Right now, someone just died. Right now, someone just died. And then you think about, hey, someone was just born. Someone was just born. Somewhere in the world, someone was just born. Okay? So, we die off and we give life. That's the cycle. That's the life cycle, right? I'm going to die someday. You're going to die someday. You was born one day. I was born one day. People that produced you, they were born one day. And they die one day if they're not still here. Right? That's just the cycle of life. And I'm scared of that. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm scared of that. I'm scared of dying. All right? I'm scared of dying. I don't want to leave my family. I don't want to leave my family. But it's going to happen one day. It's just inevitable, right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And so that's the reason that I think God made the act of having sex feel so good to us is so that we can reproduce and continuously reproduce. Because you continuously want to get that feeling, that great feeling, right? You continuously want to get that great feeling. And then, you know, a lot of women don't understand this, but men have something inside of them that makes them go for that feeling. And they go for it all the time. Right? Go for it. Well, hey, some men, right? Some men want to go for it all the time. But some, you know, some men don't understand it, but that, hey, it is what it is. So men are always out there, if they have to be, men are always out there hunting, hunters. We're hunting for a female that we can get that feeling with. Okay? We're hunting for that. And as we go through our day, every time we see a female, I may need to back off of this, but I keep my show 100, right? But every time you see a female, and I'm sure females feel the same way about seeing males, a lot of them think about getting that feeling, right? Well, you see, you know, you know, some guys see certain females and say, man, she's fine. Or, you know, women see certain males and say, man, he's fine. Right? And there, and all that is tied in together with sex. Nothing to be ashamed of. It's all natural. Right? Now, whether you get with that person and have sex with them, that's a different story. But at the same time, that's within us. Can't be pulled out. And so that's what the man does. You know, you grow up and you hunt down, they're seeing it. You hunt down a female and you find the right one and you talk and you have fun together and you have sex and you get that feeling. And you might get that feeling over and over again. You may never have kids. But you get that feeling, but you want that feeling. And that's why you want to be married or you want to have a relationship with a female. Because not only do you feel for her and you want to be in her company, but you also want to get that feeling from the act of having sex, right? My show is 100%, right? I just come on here and tell it like it is. I know a lot of people listening to the show saying, hey, you're crazy. But that's what it's all about, guys. And I know I have a lot of young people listening to the show. I also is a way of teaching the younger generation. But, you know, nowadays, with me also teaching is that you have to have protected sex. And so when you have protected sex, I know a lot of the young cats say, you know, having protected sex, I can't, it doesn't feel the same. Well, what doesn't feel the same? You still get that feeling, right? Are you not still getting that feeling when you haven't protected sex? Are you not? Tell me that. I had a caller from the 404 area code, the first three digits, or 863. Caller, you're live on the line. Frank Williams, go ahead with your comment.
What's happening, man?
What's going on?
I like the show. I'm going to leave you with this here, man. You nasty as hell. You just plain nasty.
Good show.
Good show, but you nasty as hell. Oh, the one to tell you, I love the hell out of that feeling.
Yeah.
Man.
Hey, it's true though, right?
Yeah, it's true. Yes, Lord, it's true. I mean, the man was saying, thank you, God. Sometimes I want to smoke a cigarette, and I don't even smoke.
About